7. He said, the Hirat is this. A time this will talk to you. A time that subject will talk to you. And something will be missing. And you don't know, but you know that the good people had stolen something from you. So you don't know, really complain, be happy. At least they're paying attention to you, they're doing something to you, or what? This is that bewilderment. In the bewilderment, the only thing that you could understand is that you lost something. That's it. Means what? This is the point. When you're talking about changing, which is the path we are talking, right? In this changing, there is that main stuff that we are trying to explain it to you, is that you will change in a way that you don't understand it even. But somehow you have some feelings about it. This is how it will happen. Here we are talking about Belgeis moving, right? Means we are talking about will and his thinking to move, to switch, to become a part of that healthy, surrender, peaceful, understanding stuff, right? Solomon said, wait, let me show you another lady for you to understand that these changes is not that chick-chuck. There are different steps in here. Main stuff happens like this, that for a moment you will learn something from the objects in this existence. You will learn from some lessons from here and there. Then yes, the wind will talk to you, the stone will talk to you, and a part of you will be lost. You will miss something. Something is not there. And you don't know what to do. You don't understand really. This is what that bewilderment looks like. Yes?
If I should say anything else now, the people would bind me in chains as though I were mad.
Mm-hmm. Means in addition to that you understand that something is missing, if you say something else, you are crazy. So they put you with Majnun. Yes?
The old man said to her, O Halima, rejoice. Bow down in thanksgiving and do not rend thy face. Do not grieve. He will not become lost to thee. No, but the world will become lost in him. Before and behind, there are always hundreds of thousands of keepers and guardians in jealous emulation.
This is why he had this state. He's an old man that he's bewildered as well, isn't he? He should be bewildered even more because he believed in this God and came over there and saw all this stuff. But this does, I say, oh, you Halima, don't have the sorrow. In Persian we say, don't eat the sorrow. Don't have the sorrow. Why? Because this change is something magical. And here he will say, in every single moment, from the pity and the jealousy of people about this ghairat, again, he will bring that word, the exception. Means what? Means, listen, I'm talking to you, I will say, you should move your thinking system, okay? And I explained it to you, that you cannot do it yourself, because this is not going to happen logically. Some magical stuff happens, and you will be bewildered, but you will change. This is how it goes. I explained it to you, didn't I? I said the basis that the Belgeis sits on, that base should be replaced, but not with the magics, not with your cleverness or intelligence. It comes with that big name and magical stuff. Means, please do not forget, in this book, we talk about it, what? That unification. That unification is something, is it something that you could understand? Could you understand that you are a part of this universe? No, no way. Because your understanding is started with what? Me and the outside, remember? Here I told you for so many years I was teaching you at the universities, system analysis. Living system is a circle, a system which is open, which will deal with outside, will eat and urine, okay? Means what? Means there is inside and outside. There is me and the rest of the universe. This is for this. What about the passion? When I'm passionate, is it about this? No. Why is it? I don't know. Even my intelligence is not there. My feeling is there. I'm looking at a scene which is beautiful. Then I start to another kind of feeling. This is how it goes. Remember, it's magical. It's not understandable. So the guy suddenly will say, oh, don't worry about it. You will not lose it. First of all, because a good stuff here has so many keepers. It's not just the good stuff is dropped like this. The messenger who is bringing the message, it's not something that they will throw like that and they will go away. There are a lot of people here around protecting it and keeping, taking care of it. Haven't you seen what happened over there with the stones? All these idols, just the name of that baby. Do you remember what happened with that name? This is what it is, yes?
Did you not see how those idols, with all their arts, fell headlong at the name of thy child?
It's not art, it's technique.
This is a marvelous epoch on the face of the earth. I have grown old and I have not seen anything of this kind.
Suddenly, this is a very bizarre century. And he's using the word of century. Why? Because the word of century in Arabic means closeness. Yeah. To getting close, this is Qarana. And interestingly, reading this stuff means Qarana. Therefore, Quran has two different meanings. Rumi is playing with that word. This old man suddenly will say, what a bizarre century, or what a bizarre getting close to something, arriving something. And me, as an old fellow, I haven't seen something like this, with this material. Yes?
Since the stones bewailed this mission, think what it will set over sinners. The stone is guiltless in respect of being an object of worship. You are not under compulsion in worshiping it. That one that was under compulsion has become so afraid. Consider what things will be fastened upon the guilty.
Please remember, I explained to you that when this old guy, wise guy, took Halima over there, suddenly everything magically happened like this. This magical scene to prove that all the stuff that the believers, they believe is silly. But somehow, here he will say, okay, first of all, First of all, since the stones bewailed this mission, it's not that. First of all, it's not mission. Risalat means, yes, it means mission, but it means being the messenger, bringing the message, transferring the message, and all that. He'll say, listen, in the story I said that this name of Muhammad did this to those pieces of stones. Actually, I wanted to explain it to you that what will it do to you? Remember that piece of stone? Let's talk about that piece of stone. Let's talk about Ozzy. Is Ozzy a bad guy? He's not a guy, he's a piece of stone. No. The others will worship it. Who is this stupid one here? That stone? No, that is a piece of stone. Stupid one are this stuff. Stupidity is if you worship the piece of stone, which is the existence. What is there? This is what the stone is. The stone is the idea for the old human being. The only thing that is not changing is a stone. When we say something is a stone, means it's not changing anymore. And we believe in all changes. We are talking about these changes. Here you say, this stone is not guilty when it is worshipped. But how about you, stupid fellow, who are worshipping that piece of stone? That piece of stone was frightened. You should be really worried about it. This is what I'm talking about. Then, congratulations, next time you will hear the rest of it. The rest of it is when this information comes to the grandpa of Muhammad. He's the grandpa of Muhammad. He's not that old fellow. So, he will act differently. And guess what? This. Yes. Because Rumi is making this story to talk about what? About we have great affections towards this earth because it lies in the posture of acquiescences. Then he talks about the lovers, the inside of them, the outside of them, how their appearance, and all that to explain what? All of this is to explain one subject only. Remember that something will be lost and your logical brain cannot understand it. It's something else. Inshallah, you will get it. گفت افریتی که تختش را به فن حاضر آرم تا تو این مجلس شدن گفت آصف من به اسم اعظمش حاضر آرم پیش تو در یک دمش گرچه افریت استاد سحر بود لیک آن از نفخ آصف رو نمود حاضر آمد تخت بلقیس آن زمان لیک ز آصف نز فن افریتیان گفت حمدالله بر این و صد چنین که بدیدستم ز رب العالمین پس نظر کرد آن سلیمان سوی تخت گفت آری گولگیری ای درخت پیش چوب و پیش سنگ نقش کند ای بسا گولان که سرها می نهند ساجد و مسجود از جان بی خبر دیده از جان جنبشی و اندک اثر دیده در وقتی که شد حیران و دنگ که سخن گفت و اشارت کرد سنگ نرد خدمت چون به ناموزه به باغ شیر سنگین را شقی شیری شناخت از کرم شیر حقیقی کرد جود استخوانی سوی سگ انداخت زود گفت گرچه نیست آن سگ بلغوان لیک ما را استخوان لطفیست آن قصه راز حلیمه گویمت تا زداید داستان او غمت مصطفی را چون زشی او